Thank you, Brother Mark. We have a brief Vesper service this evening. We've had a long day, and we've had a very filled day of spiritual blessings with messages from this platform. And we want to just end it with a few songs that hopefully will reflect upon the messages that we've heard this day and the joy that's in our hearts as a result of that. We're going to begin in a moment with a trio singing one of our hymns, hymn number 278, Precious Name. And there's not necessarily a theme of the songs we've chosen this evening, but there's an important message in each one of them. And in many ways, I think you'll see relationships to the messages that we've heard. Take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. When temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. And we did hear a message today that talked about the trials that we have of this at this end of the age and the perils that are all around us. And then we're going to have a choral group that's going to sing a song entitled, Oh, It Is Wonderful. And the words are, I stand all amazed at the love Jesus offers me, confused at the grace that so fully he proffers me. I tremble to know that for me he was crucified, that for me a sinner he suffered, he bled and died. Oh, it is wonderful that he should care for me, enough to die for me. It's wonderful, wonderful to me. And then another hymn, entitled Until Then. And this was a hymn written by Stuart Hamblin. And those of you that had a country and western music background like I did might recognize that he's an old cowboy preacher actually on the air. And his radio broadcasts were filled with I guess what you would call cowboy wisdom. but they were practical. And he wrote this hymn, My Heart Can Sing When I Pause to Remember, a heartache here is but a stepping stone. Along a trail that's winding always upward, this troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city, until the day God calls me home. And then we'll close with one of the hymns that we're familiar with and is now in our hymn book, Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide. So first, the trio.
Sweet, hope of earth and joy. His feet. King of kings, so now shall hail Him when His victory is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name,
Well, dear brethren, we've had a full day of rich spiritual blessings for us, and it certainly gives us joy in our hearts to have the privilege to gather together in fellowship with our brethren to learn of the wonderful promises that our Heavenly Father has in store, and the privilege we have to gather together with our dear brethren to fellowship one with another. And we still have one more day of fellowship tomorrow, what we're looking forward to. And I just have a couple announcements that we need to bring the attention of to the brethren. One is concerning keys. If you're planning to leave early tomorrow before 3 p.m. and you're staying at the Henley dorm, there's two things you can do with your key. One, you can give it to Michael Nakora, or you can leave it prominently on the desk in your room. Or at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, you can leave it with the office, and they will take it from you. But but please don't leave and go home with it, because there is a significant charge if we lose keys. One other announcement is DVDs. There's order forms in the back room on the book table for the convention discourses. So if you'd like an order form, you get some this evening or in the morning, and then I think those are given to Brother Charles, DVD order forms. And so now we're going to close this day's fellowship with the reading of Songs of the Night, and Brother Peter Moore is going to read that for us. And then we'll close this day's service by asking our brother Wade Austin to close this day in prayer.
Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Psalm 40, verse 4. If we leave the world to become the Lord's people and receive the lessons of experience at his hand with proper faith in him, the outcome will surely be a readiness and promptness to make a full consecration, a full submission of ourselves to do the Lord's will, to follow his leadings, to inherit whatsoever he has for us. And if the faith be of the proper kind, we will say with the prophet, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Such and such alone can be led of the Lord in this present gospel age, in which we must walk by faith, not by sight. Such alone will have the confidence to go forward, encountering the various oppositions within and without in the present time. Such will eventually be God's representatives and leaders in the blessing of the world in the millennial age. Let us learn well the lesson of faith, of trust, as God informs us of his appreciation of this quality, and that he can deal with us only in proportion as we possess it. So in our own experiences, we find that we must love most to assist and encourage those who manifest an abiding confidence in us. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Psalm 40, verse 4.
Our dearly beloved Heavenly Father, hallowed be your blessed and holy name. Dear Father, we're so thankful at this end of the day for the many blessings you've showered upon us this day. We're thankful for the message of truth you've given to us from this platform, and we're thankful for those servants who have ministered unto us. And we pray now that we would keep these things in our heart, that we would meditate in this evening hour and be kept in bonds of Christian love, close to thee in thy love. We're so thankful for the gift of your Son and for the life that he shed, that he gave on our behalf. Truly it is wonderful, and we're not worthy of it, but we desire to do what we can to shed forth your love abroad, and to encourage one another and to build one another up in this our most holy faith. And so, dear Father, be with us now as we go to rest for this night, and that we might be indeed rested for the blessings of tomorrow, and keep our thoughts always upon those things which are true and lovely and pure, those things which would edify one another, so that this time of trial would eventually come to an end, and we earnestly pray for that time, so that your kingdom will come and all of mankind would know of thee, even as we are privileged now. And so in Jesus' dear name we pray these things.